This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have the Rockets earned the benefit of the doubt? Should people be as confident that the Rockets, you can just chalk up the Rockets Warriors in the second round, and Utah is a team that can just be overlooked? John, I know there's a lot of pessimism when it comes with the Texans. With the Astros, we always believe in the Astros. And it seems like people are just assuming that the Rockets are just going to step over the Utah Jazz en route to a rematch with the Golden State Warriors. Are people too cocky about the Rockets?
When it comes to the Utah Jazz, a little bit. Let's talk about that first, okay? Because, look, I'm picking the Rockets. You're picking the Rockets. I don't know who wouldn't pick the Rockets here. There is an interesting thing here, though, going on with this series that people just seem to either conveniently forget or they just don't remember, you know, at all. And that is that this was not – it was 4-1 last year, 4-1. First of all, they played the Jazz last year, so there's familiarity, okay? It was a 4-1 win for the Rockets last year. But if you watch that game, if you weren't locked in on Game of Thrones and you watch that game, you know that was not your average 4-1 win. You know what I mean? That was a real interesting battle in that series. So that's number one. Okay. The second thing is the Jazz are the second best defensive team in the NBA. Right now, they're the second best defensive team in the NBA. The second best offensive team in the NBA is the Houston Rockets. Derek Favors, who's a big rim protector, has been injured and sat out most of the last part of the season. They still have Donovan Mitchell. They got that great defense. It's going to be a Rockets win. But anybody who thinks don't worry. It's not going to be that easy.
And the theme last year, if you go back to when the Rockets played the Jazz, was Clint Capella got the best of Rudy Gobert.
Mm-hmm.
He got the best of him. But in the Rockets' most recent losses, I'm not talking about the OKC matchup, Clint Capella has been completely outplayed by elite centers. He got outplayed by Boogie Cousins, and he got outplayed by homeboy out there in Valanciunas.
Mm-hmm.
when they played that. He's been outplayed by elite centers, and Rudy Gobert is one of those guys. And if Rudy Gobert gets the best of Clint Capella, look out. And something else that we ignore from last year, and I don't think this can be understated, is the Rockets, they have undeniably, well, Golden State might, but they have two of the best offensive guards. Like, as far as the starting backcourt, mm-hmm. it doesn't get much better offensively than James Harden and Chris Paul. Mm-hmm. And although James Harden's defense has improved, they're not known for their perimeter defense.
Right.
Donovan Mitchell went off in spurts last year.
And then here's another thing. He missed the last game, too.
And this is another thing, Ricky Rubio did not play.
Mm-hmm.
So they did not have a true point guard. And because of that, Donovan Mitchell had to take on the load as a point guard. With Ricky Rubio back in the Jazz lineup, I'm not going to sit here and pick the Rockets to lose, but I've heard way too many people just assume that this is going to be a 5-game series,
right.
Or this is just going to be a coast. This is going to be a straight out dogfight.
Yeah.
And God forbid the Jazz come here and steal one in Houston, because say what you want about those fans, and rightfully so, because they are nasty as hell. They're mean as hell. Sometimes they step over the line, which we saw with Russell Westbrook this year. Nobody wants to play in Utah, especially this time of the year. Nobody.
One of the big cliches in basketball is it doesn't become a series until someone wins on the road. You don't want that to happen in the first two games. If the Jazz can steal away a win in these first two games, it not only becomes a series, it becomes a nail biter. Because you're going to Utah and what you just talked about, and they have the second best defense in the NBA. I know you got the second best offense, but it becomes even more of a nail biter.
Yeah, and defense is it. I don't want to say it wins, because obviously offense is just as important, but this time of the year, when defense is upped, it's going to be interesting. And the one thing that you need to look at if you're a Rockets fan and you want to look at the key to this,
mm-hmm.
I fully expect James Harden and Chris Paul to get theirs. But it's going to come down to the guy that you gave that heavy contract to in the offseason, not named Chris Paul. It's going to come down to Clint Capella.
Yeah.
And if he can get the best of Rudy Gobert, you're going to be in good shape. But assuming that this isn't going to be a straight-up dogfight is a huge, huge mistake, in my opinion.
It's a big, big mistake, and it leads back to your question to begin this segment, and that is, are the Rockets too cocky?
I think the fans are.
I was just going to say, that's an interesting question.
I don't think Chris Paul would let it happen, but I think the fans are.
But let me add one thing. I don't think Chris Paul or James Harden would let it happen. You know, I know James Harden is a polarizing guy even in this city and very polarizing outside of this city. But that guy just brings it, man, every freaking game.
When he's able, though.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, exactly.
And Chris Paul the same way. But if you say, are they too cocky? I think, you know me with psychology, it's impossible for them collectively. I'm not talking about James Harden and Chris Paul individually. I'm just telling you, you can disagree and we can have a, you know, not you. I'm just talking about anybody listening can disagree and we can just leave it at that. But it's impossible for me to believe that subconsciously this team isn't already looking at Golden State.
They've been doing it all season.
Oh, no, they'll never do that. No, they'll be focused. Yes, they're going to focus on the series. Yes, they're going to go through the scouting reports. Yes, they're going to play hard. They're not going to, you know, basically, you know, mail anything in. But you just hit them. They have been obsessed with Golden State for 3 years. I mean, just obsessed. You can't convince me that it's not in there somewhere.
It's human nature.
That's what I'm saying. You can't convince me that it's in there somewhere.
It's human nature to look at the Golden State Warriors. Hell, we've been doing it. We've been counting down the rematch with Golden State. So it's only human nature that they would do that. And if you to take it a step further, just from a historical perspective, because you know I like to romanticize things, I think this is probably the Rockets' biggest rival of all time. I would say the most hated team in this city, if you just polled Rockets fans and you said, who do you hate the most, I think Utah would be that team.
I think you're right.
And I mean, I know that you covered those series with Utah back in the day.
I think you're right.
Tell me a story, OG.
What is it like going to Utah?
They're the worst fans in the NBA. Harshest. Maybe they consider
you feel them. Comfortable saying that because I know you don't usually like to generalize fans. Utah's are the worst.
I don't
right?
generalize fans. It's usually small pockets or individuals that people walk away from. Well, I hate the blah 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 fans because you had a bad individual experience. I'm saying I've been to games in Salt Lake City probably 50 times. I mean no exaggeration. Covering them in the NBA when I covered the NBA, covering playoff series there, covering Malone and Stockton, covering these teams. You know, when I was traveling a lot, covering sports, at least 50 times I've been to games there. They're harsh. They might love them, but the rest of the NBA hates them. They're harsh.
Yeah, and there's a reason that their owner had to address the crowd before today before a game after the Westbrook instance. And speaking of those Utah fans, one of their most popular fans by the name of Z-Dog, he released a diss track to the Houston Rockets.
Oh, I remember him.
Yeah, well, he's back.
This is a new one?
This is a new one heading into the series.
Oh, man, you're springing a surprise on me. Yeah, we didn't talk about this before the show.
I'm full of surprises on a Friday on Sports Radio 610. Landry Locker, John Lopez. This is what Z-Dog, his message to all you Rocket fans out there that think you're going to win this series. Not so fast, my friend.
What's up, Houston Rockets? Remember me? Playoffs, baby. James Harden, you are a Santa Claus. You even dress like one. Why won't you ever shave your beard? By the way, James Harden, you also look like a clown. You should be trying out for Ringling Brothers, James Harden. Chris Paul, you're still a homer. You look like Homer Simpson, Chris Paul. D'Antoni, you're not getting Coach of the Year. You stink, D'Antoni. You smell like weed.
What?
Our fans are going to be all over you, Houston Rockets. We're going to 4-0
you.
Jazz and six.
4-0 you, Jazz and
skirt,
six.
Skirt.
I like the end of that.
Mike D'Antoni smells like weed.
It smells like weed.
713-572-4610 to get in. We got some breaking news courtesy of a loophole.
Oh, really?
Breaking news.
Is this real?
No.
Okay.
He starts his text with this. This is the reason that we're playing the breaking news. Here's a news flash. You know it's always a smart ass comment when you get this.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we wait until they play the game and then talk about the results instead of speculating on what could happen? To quote the great John McClain, the NFL Hall of Famer who we visit with every Tuesday, do you know what I'm about to say?
That's one of the dumbest things I've ever heard.
That is the stupidest thing I've ever heard. 1990. That is absolutely moronic.
I need you to shut the hell up.
Call
for the immediate future.
1990. Call in and explain yourself. 713-572-4610. Why don't we react to the games instead of speculating what's going to happen?
Dude.
Play McClain again, please. That's a two-piece combo right there.
That's one of the dumbest things I've ever heard.
What the hell are you talking about? It's going to be a fun playoffs, though, J-Lo.
It's going to be more than you think. It's going to be a Rockets win. Everybody calm down. I don't know if it's going to be in five. It might be six. It might have to bring it back home. No, no. They go 2-2-1-1.
2-2-1-1-1.
Yeah.
2-2-1-1-1. Yeah, 2-2.
So it's actually winning in Salt Lake.
2-2-1-1-1.
Yeah.
You got that in your head now?
I got it. I feel like dancing the polka.
2-2-1-1-1. It's 2-2-1-1-1. I'm thinking Oklahoma City is going to pull off an upset too.
Oh yeah?
I think they're going to beat Portland. I think Paul George, the way that he's playing along with Russell Westbrook, I think Oklahoma City is a very dangerous team.
Mm-hmm.
I like that upset. I've seen a lot of people are actually betting on that, which makes me a little bit nervous, but I'm glad the Rockets are not facing Oklahoma City with all this said. Because I thought that would have been a dangerous matchup. And we saw what happened the last game of the season. But it's going to be fun. Are the Rockets too cocky? We don't think they are in the locker room, but we think maybe fans
and
might
maybe,
be just a tad
maybe
cocky.
A little subconscious thing working.
Maybe just a little bit. James Ahedibo is going to join the show next. We're going to play the hits, and we're going to ask him if Texan safety Justin Reed is writing checks his buck can't cash. And also, there's two draft prospects visiting teams in the AFC South. Could be bad news for the Texans. The hits are next.
Hell to the no, 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 listen.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.